Here we go. Hey there, folks. This is your host, Cameron Ivey of Privacy Please, and thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. If this is your first time, welcome to the show. Tell your friends about it if you like it. If you don't, let's just pretend you didn't listen to it. Thanks again for coming in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Privacy Please. I am your host, Gabe Gums, and with me, my homie, my man, my ace, Cameron Ivey.
Yes, Gabe with the intro. I love it. Oh, this is, we always seem to have some kind of like a freeze glitch in the beginning, which cracks me up, but whatever. We're good now. How are you, Gabe?
I'm well. I was introducing you as you heard, and so I was going to ask you, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
There's
a little travel weary?
I'm getting back to normal now, I think.
Yeah. Where you been? What have you been up to?
I went to DC, met some folks, saw some people in person for the first time. That was wild. I missed people.
Any shout outs? Who'd you say?
Dish. So I saw Jeff. Jeff was at the after party.
Shout out to Jeff.
Heidi Sass was there as well. She had a top hat on.
Right on. I miss seeing Heidi in person. Hello, Heidi.
Yeah, she is something else. Obviously, we had her on the podcast, and she's just a character in herself. Just great person all around. But awesome. I actually saw Kay, but I didn't get a chance to talk to her because I saw her on the other side of the room when the drag show was happening, and she was dressed up like
Queen of Hearts.
She had a full attire on, like for the Wonderland.
Saw some pictures.
Yeah,
it was fabulous.
I didn't get to see her, but
I'm so disappointed I didn't get to the DC for the show for specifically that reason. Like, I saw the pictures online, I was like, I am so jealous right now. I hope Cam's having a great time up there. I'm so jealous.
Oh yeah, it was fun. A lot of good outfits too, and just a lot of just friendly people, just good stuff.
What color was your tutu? Did you?
I didn't have one on, but if I were to, if I go next year.
You bring.
I should dress up as the. I'll dress up as Jim Carrey from Ace Ventura when he's wearing the tutu.
There it is,
and the button-up shirt. That would be perfect.
That's perfect. Or
I would rock that.
Jim Carrey, 1995, Varicosa from In Living Color. It's going to require you exposing a little bit more of your. You may require privacy.
Are you talking
about
Veer DeMilo?
No, you. Oh man, the youngins. You don't even know. Okay, all right. I'm going to put you up on this one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got to send that to me. But I know a lot of his skits from In Living Color. The Veer DeMilo one is the one where he's like.
Oh, it is Veer DeMilo. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she also goes by Varicosa.
Oh,
but you're
okay.
Right. It is Vera DeMilo. Vera DeMilo is indeed Varicosa, the mistress of destruction.
Oh, that's so good.
You are correct. You are familiar with the Jim Carrey character. That's the one you have to go as.
I'm going to have to. That's a good point. I mean, he's got like the little pigtails. And
he's got the pigtails. He's got the
coconut.
The speedo with the pants on. Right.
With that's, the sports bra, or whatever.
That's the one. Oh, it's no sports.
Actually,
bra,
not a bad idea.
It's the best idea I've had all day, for what it's worth.
Well, now you can call it a day.
That's it.
Yeah, everything else there was great. Running into a lot of awesome people that listen to the podcast. That was really neat. You know, getting to be around privacy nerds. It was a real good time. A lot of good stuff. Obviously, the talk was about AI. I think Kashmir Hill was there. Joy Bala, I forget how to pronounce her last name. Balamwe. I'm not even going to try to mess it up again. But a lot of good people, a lot of good speakers, just good stuff. Got to meet Trevor Hughes. He's the CEO of IAPP. Nice guy. Lots of good stuff. Good shout outs. I also met with Mary over at Data Grail. So a lot of good to finally get to meet her in person. Everybody just did a lot of good stuff going on in privacy. So, yeah, that's but cool. the biggest news obviously is this past weekend was the bipartisan or in the data, the American Privacy Rights Act. So that's,
let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's put it in the hot seat. And this week, it's a little late in the week already by the time we release this. So, but we're still going to do a reaction Monday, or in this case, just a reaction. Reaction Friday. It doesn't freaking matter. What I'm looking for, though, is I'd like to get your reaction to the passing of this bill over the week.
There's two sides to it. First of all, it was kind of like, at first, I didn't realize it was just a write-up. So it was kind of exciting because it seemed like there was a lot of excitement in the air, right? And then you got both sides of everything. People are kind of shrugging at the fact that, you know, there hasn't been but, 47 laws passed in this year. They feel like Congress is kind of called quits on mostly everything and that this isn't going to be anything serious. It's just going to be another, you know, fraction and it's going to go away and they're going to have issues that just kind of push it further out. And like it always does, I think they had that, what was it? ADPA back in 22. I want to kind of challenge those people that are a little bit more, it seems like they're a little sour towards obviously the way Congress does things, which I can understand, but I mean, this is exciting.
But follow me or allow me to follow you in this one.
Yeah.
So, there are folks that already have, you know, formulated some opinions on this. Sure. And what are some of those opinions specifically? Because you're kind of highlighting some of them, and I want to call out some of those opinions. And they're opinions, and we're not knocking opinions on the show.
Right.
You know, we're here for everyone's opinion. Don't at me. You know the rules. You know the rules. If this is your first time, don't at me. Do not.
I won't respond.
Yeah. But what are some of those opinions out there?
I mean, some that I'm seeing are just that, you know, this is not something to get basically shooting down people that are, you know, organizations and people in the industry that are excited about something like this, which is fair because it is early on in the process. It's a discussion about the draft. They're having one on the 17th. It's going to be the first session about the draft. But I think people are just so they just want to kind of like negativity is going to stand out more than positivity. So you know why not always have that mindset of trying to bring something down. I think looking at it in a positive way, like this came out of nowhere. Number one, I don't remember when ADPA came out in 22. I don't know if it was like out of nowhere, but I think there's some kind of agenda that's being pushed to try to get this passed or something. There's a realistic chance this was never in sight. Nobody knew this was going to happen. So something's trying to be pushed by someone, and you know, there could be some in office that are going to be ending their term this year. You know, trying to make a change before they head out, some kind of big, you know, parting gift basically for America, I guess. But
this is that 3 o'clock on Friday. Oh shit, I better get some work done before the weekend. is that what this is?
Maybe, yeah.
This is like the congressional version of fuck, mom's about to come home. I better tidy this place up.
I think so. I mean, there's so many speculations on why it came out of nowhere. Why now? I think we'll learn more in the coming weeks and months. And it could very well be something that just kind of, like they're trying to just make a big splash, but yeah, more so just it will fade out. And that's
so if I'm picking up what you're putting down, there's some folks out there that are basically in the apathy corner and they're like, whatever, this is weak.
Right.
But you're saying like, look, we got to start somewhere. We got to do something.
Right. And it's nice to see that there's actually a push or at least a discussion, a serious discussion about an actual U.S. privacy law. Yes, there could be complications when it comes to the California Consumer Privacy Act, because people are not just that one. I'm just calling it out because it's very well known in the U.S.
Right on.
So it could make complications for state laws that are already in place. So those are the preemptions. Those are the worries that other people have, which is totally understandable.
I mean, that seems slightly unfounded. Our entire union is predicated on the fact that states have their own rights. So
right.
I don't need to go into that conversation.
Right.
But I have a confession.
Indeed.
Yes. It is.
You came to the right place.
It has been 9,999 days since my last.
Well, go ahead. Do you have to place your hand on the your right hand on the Bible?
I don't really know how the whole thing works, my friend.
We do have a privacy. We need to get a privacy Bible.
Don't know what they make you do in that booth. It's a booth. You go in. I'm not really sure, but there's definitely privacy in there, I presume. I don't know.
That's
but look, here's my confession. I'm okay. In the apathy corner. I don't know how strong I am in the apathy corner, but like, I get the sentiment of like, right? Like,
right.
I agree with you wholeheartedly that a discussion is a good place to start, and it's better than no discussion.
Right.
But the privacy discussion began in like 95 when we signed HIPAA into law, right?
True.
Arguably, it began well before that, obviously. And so like I'm 100% on your side with this, but allow me to be the voice on this show that says, so what, Cameron? Like, so tell, so what's your response to that? Why do I care?
Okay, so... And you were around a lot longer, so you were around when all of that was happening.
Hey now.
I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying.
I was, though. This is true. I was.
So has in your time, have you ever seen anything like this?
Nope.
So that's what I'm saying.
You're that's a good point. This is progress.
That's the view that I'm saying.
This is a great point. This is progress.
It is progress, and it also could just be fluff, but...
But it's stirring the conversation, and we at bare minimum can't not talk about it.
Right.
That's fair.
I mean, it's like saying, oh, well, I talked to this woman or man the other day, and they seemed interested in me, and they said maybe we can go on a date. Let's talk about it. You're going to just be like, nah. You're just going to like not try?
I mean,
you know what I mean? Or be excited about it? I don't know. That's a terrible analogy, but...
It is for introverts.
We're gonna cut that out. Let's cut that.
No, we're not. If you're new here, that's not getting cut out either. You're gonna hear all of that.
But yeah, I think just like the bill itself, or the draft itself, there's two sides of the coin that are, I think, respectable to be open to. In terms of. It's a double-edged sword. If it's a bill that passes, it's a double-edged sword for bills that are already in place for single states and also the other way around. But like I lost track of what I was trying to say.
The ones that don't have any bills in place?
Yeah. I mean, I think like you were
saying,
there's
not many left. Yeah.
GDPR and the EU, like,
That's where my apathy stems from. To
yeah,
be
we
fair.
Want to get to
it's
that
like,
point. As
yeah,
a, as
it's
a,
like, come
yeah.
on, guys, already. Like seriously, like we already were standing around watching the rest of our you know peers on a nation level, anyway.
Yeah,
make far more progress on this than we are. So much so that they look at us and they're like, "Well, we need to be careful with our data around you guys because you guys don't really." Talk much about how you protect things, and there's no real rules around right. how you guys protect things. So you know we don't really trust you. And by the way, the three largest hyperscale cloud providers all happen to be U.S. organizations, right? So Google, AWS, Microsoft, and so like that's where a significant number of all amount, I should say, of all of the world's data is at this point, right? Like a healthy number of it, a healthy amount of it. I keep doing that. A healthy amount of it exists in that area, and the world doesn't trust that. You know, there are no governing rules to how we do things.
Privacy, right? I think a lot of this out of nowhere push is definitely probably behind. Artificial intelligence and just the I think those people it's scary. It's because they probably are hiding things too, and they want to try to protect those things as well. That's another thing that I thought of, and that might be shots fired right there. I don't know.
I mean, they have a lot to hide. That's
of course
true. It's true.
I mean
but wouldn't it But wouldn't it behoove them to pass stricter privacy laws? Because then they could hide.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's
I'm worried about the inverse, is that they don't want us to be able to have that inherent privacy.
Well, maybe they're looking at this P. Diddy thing and they're going, maybe we need to push this privacy law so we can protect ourselves.
That shit has not been a secret for the better part of 20 years. No amount of privacy laws was going to keep that secret.
Why is it now coming out, right?
You gotta ask the people that that make cash off of that one. I'm on the follow the money team with this one. I'm on the follow the money team. That's, you know, we've seen similar nonsense in the entertainment industry forever, right? Like a lot of, quote, open secrets. A lot of open secrets. In the privacy world, there are to be no open secrets. There are only to be secret secrets.
Ooh, secret secrets.
Secret secret. I got a secret.
Secret, secret. Who sings that?
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Yes. I was testing you. Oh. You have passed, young warrior.
Yes. That. Well, that's the name of the song, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah. Yeah.
The group that sings it is Styx, STYX.
Oh, I didn't.
But the song is Mr. Roboto.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. So,
well, let me ask you this, because like without knowing too much about it yourself, so you seem to be on, you can kind of.
I'm on team apathy. Am I even ashamed to say that out loud? I don't know. I should be because I'm an advocate and I'm supposed to be an ally and a fighter for it either. So I am. But okay. maybe my apathy takes away from that. So
let me tell you what the provisions of this act is what they're trying to go for. So it's around data minimization, opt-out rights for targeted advertising, and data access. So it's definitely like data security provisions and national data broker registry, and also prohibition of mandatory arbitrations.
Arbitrations. No, it's all good. I'm following. Look, I like some of these things. I like a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Mandatory arbitration seems, I could argue that both ways. The data broker registry, yeah. I mean, there's part of me that really questions the legitimacy of data brokers as an industry. Like, I get it, but I don't know if, yeah, no, I like it. Look, I like it all. It's the place to start. It's the place to start.
Of course.
It's the place.
It's nice to see that there's an effort for it. And the fact that it came out of nowhere leaves a lot of questions. Why? Why now?
Dropping on a weekend. Slow news.
Yeah, dropping
cycle.
On a weekend. What is this? What are you, a friggin' movie coming out? Right. Just coming out of nowhere on a weekend? Right. Surprise release. So, it is fascinating, though, and it sparked a lot of discussions. So it's going to be interesting to keep our eye on. And for those listening, doing a live stream. Yeah, doing a live stream next Thursday to recap this first discussion draft that they're going to have on the 17th. So
drop that link in the chat. Drop that link in the post.
I'll drop it in the post. But anyways, it's super. I mean, it's nice to see that there's movement. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen anything like this since I've been.
You are correct. Nor have I.
So
I applaud that. I do applaud that. I will take off my team apathy jersey and I will put on my team I support this jersey, the rah-rah jersey. I'm here.
It's okay. It's okay to have both. So if you need to like flip it inside out to switch when you need to.
Apathy is not going to get us anywhere. That like we got to stay strong. We got to stay strong in the fight.
I think the message here should be, all of us in the privacy community should be pushing to put more pressure on Congress to make this happen.
There it is.
Don't let this become another ship in the wind or flag in the wind or whatever the heck that saying
is. This is not the time for us all to start not caring or having that level of apathy for it. Like this is not the time. So
agreed.
I'm changing my jersey. You've changed my mind, sir. Changed my mind. I'm on team. Let's get this shit going.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. Well, if anybody has questions or whatever, just shoot them to us. Happy to dig in a little bit more. And if you have more on this, I'd love to hear from you too.
If you got criticism, go ahead and hold them.
Yeah, throw it at us.
Wait, what? All right, fine.
We're not afraid of it. Are we going to see it and hear it? Maybe not. I don't know.
Will we respond? Depends on how petty I'm feeling that day.
Yeah, it depends on soothsayer. If
there the soothsayer it is, the salty is in soothsayer. Session. Yeah, sometimes he comes out.
I like the salty soothsayer.
Yeah, he's all right. Well, folks, this has been another episode of Privacy Please with yours truly, Cameron Ivory and Gabe Guffs. I hope you tune back in. If it's your first time here, welcome. If it's not, welcome back. Don't forget to hit the like button, tell your friends, share, and we'll see you here next week.
Thanks, Gabe. We'll see you, man.
Hey, you guys made it all the way to the end. Thanks for listening. Again, if this is your first time, we really appreciate the support and everyone that's always been around since the beginning. We love you guys. Keep supporting Privacy Please. And we'll always have new content each and every week. Cameron Ivy, over and out.